This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know what makes my shows a big hit? My radio and TV shows, my newspaper columns. They're all the most read, the most listened to, the most watched everywhere I am. And the reason why is I have this drudge-like ability to know what is the biggest news story in America. And earlier today when I woke up, I said, my God, this Nike story. They pulled a sneaker with the American flag. This is the biggest story in America. This is something conservative candidates should feed on for the entire summer. And we should put Nike out of business. Let's prove we can drive an entire company out of business. And I looked at Drudge and it wasn't the headline. And I said, wow, what is Drudge, stupid? Their headline was Gallup, American pride hits new low. That's not worthy of the headline of Drudge. Who cares what Gallup says? It's American pride hits a new low because if you ask people, and 69% say they love America, it's the greatest country ever, and now 67% say it, they go, it's a new low. Okay, five Democrats changed their mind. But the average American still believes America is the greatest country in the history of the world. The average Republican believes it, and I believe most of the independents believe it. So there are a few more Democrats decided they don't like America anymore. That's not a headline. The headline is Nike pulls the flag shoes. And you know what the second headline should be? I didn't even mention it in hour number one of the show. The second headline is, it's very few people notice this. I did it like 6 this morning. I wake up and there's a Fox News flash, and it's that Vice President Pence was in flight to a rally in New Hampshire. And his plane turned around mid-flight because of an emergency in Washington, D.C., and they canceled the event, and he flew back to Washington. And it's never been mentioned again anywhere in the media. What could have happened so important in Washington that such a big emergency that he had to turn his plane around in mid-flight and cancel the event and head back to Washington to help President Trump with an emergency? It's never happened in the first 2 years of the presidency, to my knowledge. I don't remember it ever happening to Biden's flights in 8 years of Obama. What's going on in the world today? I don't know. Nobody knows, because obviously they've not released any information, and there isn't a single website that's even talking about it. So I don't know what happened, but I know something big is happening. Somewhere in the world, there's a massive, massive thing happening that scares the bejesus out of the United States. Now, at the same time that happened, we found out that there was a Soviet nuclear submarine accident. 13 Soviet sailors, it's Russian now, it's not Soviet Union. So Russian sailors were killed, 13, and the nuclear sub was on fire, but they said it did not cause any sort of a nuclear reaction. But if it did, this would be Chernobyl all over again, except an entire ocean would be polluted with nuclear residue. So my guess is that might have been it. They may have thought, my God, this could be Chernobyl, and this could affect the entire world's ecosystem. Maybe that was it, or maybe something else very big is brewing. I don't know. I know, to me, the Nike thing is the biggest news story in America until we hear otherwise about why Pence's plane turned around. And I think every conservative needs to drive Nike out of business now. No more fooling around. I don't want Nike in business anymore. I want to show that the conservative movement and 63 million Trump voters can drive one of the world's biggest billion-dollar companies out of business. Let's destroy them. Let's kill them. Let's burn them down. Now, don't misread what I just said. I don't mean kill, like, physically. I don't want anybody listening close to me to ever hurt anybody physically. When I say burn them down, I don't want anyone to light a match to their entire factory and burn it down. I am saying kill their business, drive them out of business, and burn the sneakers that you own. That's the point I'm trying to make when you're talking at 1,000 miles an hour on the radio. Got to make sure you make it clear to your listeners. Don't ever do anything that would bring disrepute on the conservative movement. Don't ever kill anyone. Don't ever hurt a liberal. Don't ever burn their factory down. No, no, no. Let's just drive them out of business and destroy them and kill them financially. That's all I'm trying to say. It's very important that we hurt Nike and bring them to their knees. And if they don't go out of business, then they'll stay in business because they change their mind and they reverse their decision. And if it forces them to fire Kaepernick, then fire Kaepernick. Okay, other big news story. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler calls for border agency heads to be prosecuted for child abuse. Do you hear what I just said? Jerry Nadler is a fraud and a traitor to the United States of America. He's the most sick-in-the-head Trump derangement syndrome nutcase in the entire United States House or Senate. He's sick, he's obsessed with hatred for Trump, and now he wants to take the hardest-working people in the world, border guards and border agency heads who are dealing with the most traumatic crisis in America's modern history. The borders are overrun. The borders are overwhelmed. The borders are out of control. And you want to arrest people and throw them in jail. No, we need to arrest you and all your communist subversives who have decided to use Saul Alinsky, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. You're the criminals. You're the ones who allowed this to happen by leaving the borders open and by Obama advertising in Mexico and Central America on the radio in Spanish. He told them all to come. They'll all get food stamps. We'll never kick you out. It's okay to come here illegally. And now they come and they come and they come and they come, and you're going to blame Trump and you're going to try and put people in jail who are doing their best in a horrible series of circumstances. And the reason things are so bad is not only your open borders and your desire to let in all the bad guys, but it's because you wouldn't fund the agencies necessary with the money they needed to provide the toothbrushes and the all the items that a person would need to survive in a bad situation like this. We ran out of stuff, and so I'm sure there were soiled diapers. I'm sure people didn't brush their teeth or wash their hair for a day or two. Who cares? They're better off here than they were in the country they were in. They're getting better treatment here in the country they're in. That's why they ran to this country. But to hold the agency heads, have them prosecuted for child abuse, is the single most evil thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You, sir, are the definition of evil. And speaking of that, Rob Reiner and Rosie O'Donnell declare Trump evil. They say he's evil. And they say, I'm assuming, without reading the rest of this, it's got to be about the children on the border and the concentration camps. Reiner uses the hashtag, close the camps. You know, remember, Rosie O'Donnell said there are 10,000 concentration camps. These people are sick in the head, and you're making it a joke what happened to my Jewish people at the Holocaust. A joke. There are no concentration camps in the United States of America. Maybe someone's a little uncomfortable once in a while. Anyway, J.D. in Las Vegas on line one is back with the information I requested. Go ahead, J.D.
Thanks, Wayne. Could I just say something about that soap and toothbrush issue first?
Yes.
Not one reporter has asked any of these kids or people on as much of a 2,300-mile jaunt that they took for months. Did they have any soap or toothpaste or toothbrushes in their packs or their backpacks or whatever they carried with them? If so, why didn't they use their own? If not, they didn't have them in the first place, so it wasn't no big deal.
Right. No, agreed. Agreed.
Pardon me?
Agreed. So give us the information that I asked you to get.
First of all, the CEO is Mark Parker. His telephone number is 503-671-6453. Their corporate office is in Beaverton, Oregon. They're not taking any more calls at that number. They referred the calls to 1-800-344-6453. One more time. 1-800-503 number, 671-6453, and voice your displeasure in a pleasant manner without any profanity.
Agreed. No threats, no violence, no profanity. Let Nike know you'll never buy from them again, and you're burning every single item you own that has the Nike symbol on it, and they're done. They're finished. They've just turned off 63 million patriots, because Trump's voters are patriots. The rest of them are communists. We don't much care what commies think. Thank you. Great job, J.D., as always. You're the man. Let's take Stephen in Las Vegas on line two. Stephen, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lenny.
How are you? What's in your mind, Stephen?
Two real quick points. I'd met you the April before last at Cashman Field with Juanita Broderick and Laura Loomer. Met all three of those people in one day. It was a very cold day, but it was worthwhile. I would like to hear for those two people to be considered as guests again so I can keep up with what they're doing. But I called about the John Edwards. You know, I went to law school, and I had an elective on appellate advocacy and one on the Supreme Court. And the way cases like that are handled, they all make comments when they're questioning both sides of a Supreme Court case. And the 5-4 decisions are obviously some of the most important ones in our country.
I want to break in because I think you've confused everyone or I misheard something. You said John Edwards. You mean John Roberts, the Supreme
John
Court
Roberts,
Justice.
Yeah.
The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody knows you're talking about John Roberts and his decision about citizenship.
Right. So, anyway, the fifth kind of the hierarchy of belief of the 5-4, cases are assigned to him because he knows what he'll agree to. He might not agree with the 1, 2, or 3 because they feel really, really strong. They write a stronger opinion. He might not want to agree with that. And they want it to come out 5-4. But so the case would obviously, Roberts was the weakest of the five.
Stephen, we got it. We got it. Music's on. I got to go. No choice. Advertising break. Wayne Allyn, Warnow, USA Radio, RootForAmerica.com. If you want to email me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist.
I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175. Or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the 2-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank state levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root at War Now and USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3, which comes up in about 35 minutes or so. One of my fans, Ed, sent a really interesting letter today. He said, you ever seen a toilet that doesn't have a sink within arm's reach? Have AOC show us the toilet that the illegals were drinking from, and I guarantee you it'll have a sink close by. Well, Ed, you're exactly right. I've got the pictures. They've been today at Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and other conservative websites, and it's a toilet, and above, right next to and above the toilet is a sink, and right above the sink is a water fountain, because you're in close quarters. You're basically in a cell, like a prison cell or a dormitory. And this is where, listen, if you're a prisoner, if you commit a white-collar crime, you go to a dormitory prison, they probably have the exact same set up all over America. And certainly in every prison cell, they have the same thing. And I do need to point out, all these people are criminals. They've come illegally to the United States. Of course they're in a setup like that. But this isn't because they're being treated like criminals. They're being treated like people who came over a border, and we have no room for you. We're sticking you in as nice a place as we can so we can figure out what to do with you, and we're overwhelmed, and we're overflowing. And into that, Jerry Nadler wants to put you in prison because you're in charge of the Border Patrol. What? Why does anyone take these jobs? And the answer is they don't. Why does anyone run for office? I don't know. Why would anyone want to be Donald Trump? I have no idea. And so, therefore, you get the worst people in the world. That's the worst people that run for political office because no one else would run. God. And nobody's mentioning how many people die. How many angel moms there are. Whose children are 6 feet below ground now because their kids were killed by the people AOC is defending. She's defending murderers. This is insanity. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this show, because the only way to beat insanity is to be rich, right? You want to get rich. You want to make money. So VRAinsider.com is the sponsor of this show. Three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three, KIP, 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 because Kip Herridge runs VRA, which stands for Vertical Research Advisory. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners, and his latest stock newsletter, VRA newsletter, came to my computer yesterday. It says VRA portfolio is up 27% in the first half of 2019. Would you like to make 27% on your money? Wow. You know, obviously past performance doesn't guarantee future, but he's beaten the Dow. He's beaten Wall Street 15 out of the 16 years he's had this newsletter. 15 out of 16 years, and now he's up 27% in the first half of the year, and he's 59% outperforming the Dow. Okay, now if you extrapolate it over a year, 27, it's up to 54%. If you had $10,000, you now have 15, right? I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's kind of unreal. He's that good. So contact him and get 2 weeks free and find out what I'm talking about. VRAinsider.com. Try out Kip for 2 weeks for free. You'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. Only for my fans at USA Radio. VRAinsider.com. So breaking news I mentioned in the first part of the show, but I only got to the headline, nothing more. Jury finds Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher not guilty of war crimes. U.S. Navy prosecutors accused decorated U.S. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher of premeditated murder over the stabbing of an injured 15-year-old ISIS terrorist in Mosul, Iraq, in May of 17. Gallagher denied the charges. The entire case was turned upside down. A couple weeks ago, when a combat medic testified that he killed the ISIS fighter, not Eddie Gallagher, Special Operator First Class Corey Scott, a SEAL Team 7 medic, testified to shock trial observers in San Diego, California, that he killed the ISIS fighter by asphyxiation. The jury on Tuesday found Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher not guilty of war crimes. He was arrested on Patriots Day, September 11th of last year, shackled, thrown into solitary confinement while remaining shackled for 72 hours. Now being held at the Miramar Brig in San Diego, California. Hopefully not for long. Now that he's found innocent, gotta let him go. Served 19 years in the U.S. Navy, 8 tours, 6 as an elite special forces operator, ranked as the top SEAL chief and platoon, and his platoon ranked as the top SEAL platoon. President Trump, aware of Gallagher's case, and was discussing pardoning him. However, with Tuesday's verdict by jury, Gallagher will not need President Trump to intervene. So there's great news. Every once in a while, we get good news in this world, right? When we get back, I'll tell you about President Trump and the money he's raised compared to Barack Obama. You got to hear about that. He's doing better than Obama ever did. Media will never tell you that. How can anybody vote for anyone on the Democratic side? I have no idea. I just have no idea. Unless you believe in murdering babies once they come out of the womb. Unless you believe in taxing everybody to death and handing the money to illegal aliens. Unless you believe in paying huge amounts for health insurance while you give it all free to illegals. RootForAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a lengthy investigation, Salt Lake City police have made a significant discovery in the Mackenzie Lewick murder case. Police Chief Mike Brown revealing the news on Friday.
Through tireless detective work
an investigation. We recovered the body on Wednesday and were able to forensically confirm it was her.
Salt Lake City police found Lewick's body in Logan Canyon, which is about 80 miles north of the city. Police have arrested a man for the alleged kidnapping and murder of the University of Utah student. President Trump is toying with the idea of signing an executive order for the 2020 census to include a citizenship question. Trump told reporters today outside the White House that he's looking at four or five different options after the Supreme Court voted to block the citizenship question in a 5-4 ruling, saying they needed more information. The Dow lost 44 points to close at 26,922. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get us too.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To-
speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. And why do I like all-American stories? What's more all-American than Wall Street, right? If you have a publicly traded company and it does well, guess what? You can buy stock and you can make a fortune. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Now Fordham's his baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. There's a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Visit Fordham Resources and make your own educated decision if you want to buy their stock. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com for a complete review. And once again, the ticker symbol is FTMR. We love our Fordham. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Pretty cool, though, a publicly traded oil and gas company and gold company. They own the 180-square-mile City of Gold. Sponsor your show. Great to have them with us and great to know that they have confidence in us and the conservative principles of this show. All right, do we have our guest with us? Oh, not yet? Okay. All right, we got a call, too. Let's take a call when we got him. Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing today, sir?
Good. You're calling from Dallas, our station in Dallas, our flagship station. How are you?
Actually, I'm calling from Arlington, but it's been the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah, I was just wondering why you want people to burn stuff they already bought.
Well, first of all, the point is that Nike has done something very terrible and that we have to make a point to Nike, just like people owned all kinds of gear for the San Diego Chargers. And when San Diego decided to leave for Los Angeles, they built a bonfire outside San Diego Stadium and they burnt all their San Diego gear. They burnt their shirts. They burnt their pants. They burnt everything that had the word San Diego Chargers on it, their caps, everything that they ever bought, their pennants. They burned it and it made a statement to the San Diego Chargers management that you've abandoned our town. Nike has spit in the face of every patriot who loves this country, and I think it's time to boycott everything that they sell, and it's time to burn whatever you've got that has Nike symbol on it. In my case, I'm not being a hypocrite. I don't own a single thing that has Nike, so I'm not burning anything, but I don't own anything. I knew Nike was bad a long time ago, so I don't own a single Nike thing, but if I did, I'm telling you, I would burn it right on Las Vegas Boulevard and bring a camera crew with me, and I'd ask all my listeners to come join me, but I don't own any Nike gear. But anyway, so you disagree with me? Tell me what you think.
Well, I think it's stupid to burn something you already bought. It's not going to teach Nike nothing. I mean, hey, you spent $100 on a jersey. Oh, I'm going to go burn it because I'm upset. Well, there's $100 you just lost. Isn't that kind of stupid?
Well, it's kind of stupid, except for one little thing. It's kind of stupid to wear it and let people see you're a fan of Nike as they spit in our face and tell us they don't love our country and they support some piece of human communist garbage like Colin Kaepernick, who hates our country and spits on it and disrespects our flag and our national anthem. Anytime you wear Nike on it, from now on, you're telling Nike that's okay. So I think it's just fine if you want to burn it. And if you don't want to burn it, Eric, I didn't tell you that there's something bad about you if you don't burn it. Just don't buy anything ever again from Nike. That's fine with me. I'm not telling you that you have to burn it. Am I God? Have I ordered you to burn it? If you want to burn it, burn it. And if you don't, keep your Nike products. Wear them in the dark where no one can see you. And don't buy anything new. What can I tell you? Okay? We okay, well, Eric?
Well, this is my honest opinion. You want to protest is a proper way to do it. One thing's not burning something you bought. One thing is going up there and telling them, look, hey, what you just did, you might as well get it. You're not getting my business.
So that's fine, Eric. I'm all for it. Eric, that's cool. I'm all for it.
Yes, but sir, listen to me. If you don't want the stuff, donate it to homeless people who don't have it.
That's fine too. Hey, Eric, that's fine too. Eric, all good things. You're getting upset over something that you don't need to get upset about because you don't want to burn it, don't burn it. But here's the deal. I think people should burn their stock. If you own stock in Nike, sell it or sell it short. Get rid of your stock in Nike right now. Let this thing drop like a lead balloon. There's many different ways to show your distaste for Nike, Eric, and your point is well taken. Some people will keep their gear and they don't want to burn it because they spent hundreds of dollars on it. That's great. But I'm telling you right now, many other people will no longer wear anything from Nike, and they'll be very proud to burn it or to donate it. As you said, donate it to charity. That's fine. I've got no problem with it. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. Who we got on line three? No? Oh, not yet. We didn't find James yet? We don't have him? All right. No problem. If we don't have James today, we'll just move on. President Trump, I mentioned to all of you that President Trump raised $105 million. President Trump and the RNC, Republican National Committee, together raised $105 million. And compared to Barack Obama, let's go back to Barack Obama. That's a greater haul than Obama raised in 2011. It's also more money than Trump raised in the entire half year before that. He did this all in the last quarter. But in 2011, Obama's reelection campaign, same time, right before, year before the election, raised $47 million for Obama and the Democratic National Committee, $38 million. And meanwhile, Trump just raised, I think it's $54 million, and the RNC, $51 million. So we just beat Barack Obama in his reelection campaign at the exact same time. And by the way, here's another listener to my show who did the exact thing that I asked him to. Dear Mr. Root, please share this picture if you like. It is a toilet bowl with their Nike products inside the toilet bowl. and so they're done with Nike forever, and they're throwing their Nike products away. The name is Maria. Thank you, Maria. Just did it. Goodbye, Nike. Flush it. Flush your Nike products down the toilet bowl. Thank you, Maria. Look, the last guy, Eric, I don't really get what his qualm was. Eric, if you don't want to burn them or flush them down the toilet or throw them in the garbage, that's fine. Just don't buy anything ever again. But no one's telling you you got to do it. I think Eric was under the impression that if Wayne Root says it on the news, on the radio, every person listening is under a hypnotic spell, and they got to do what Wayne Root says. Just don't buy any more Nike stuff. That's all. No big deal. Sound like Eric was on my team. He just didn't want to burn his Nikes. Okay, cool. Don't burn them. No problem. Just don't buy any new stuff. Not a big deal, Eric. I was giving a suggestion. All right, we got James Hurston, our guest, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, Hollywood, entertainment industry, website, jameshurston.com. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
James, we cannot hear you. No good. Yeah, we'll reschedule. We'll do it when we get back from the holiday. We'll do it next Tuesday because something was wrong. Wherever James was, we couldn't get reception. And sure enough, we finally got it, and it was really bad reception, as you just heard. Just one of the joys occasionally of getting someone on the phone on a cell phone when you're a radio host is it's hard to get them. But listen, the things I was going to discuss with James would be this entire situation with the flag, Betsy Rothstein flag on the Nike sneakers. So we've discussed it to death. I discussed MSNBC's Joe Scarborough blasting woke Democrats in a fiery tweet storm saying you'll lose another election to Trump. Of course you're going to lose another election to Trump. These are all the issues we've been talking about all show anyway. And Hannity crushes Maddow, Fox News tops MSNBC and CNN for the 70th straight quarter, and Hannity just crushed Maddow, which is good because most of the time he beats her by a little bit. But on the other hand, Rachel Maddow had a few moments, just a few moments, when the Mueller hearing, when the Mueller results were about to come out, where she actually beat Hannity a couple times, and they thought that was a big deal. Since then, her numbers have been crushed. So here's the actual headline, beyond the headline facts. Fox News, 70 consecutive quarters, the most watched cable news network. After finishing the second quarter of 2019 ahead of MSNBC and struggling CNN in both day and primetime viewers, Hannity crushed Rachel Maddow. Fox News averaged 2.4 million viewers. MSNBC came in second with 1.7 million. And TNT, ESPN, and HGTV rounded out the top five. So you'll notice CNN nowhere to be found. Lowly CNN finished 15th, averaging only 761,000 primetime viewers and finishing behind Discovery and Food Channel. I mean, when does the idiot Jeffrey Zucker that runs CNN get the message or get fired? Why isn't he even fired? It's a joke. Hannity finished the quarter as the most watched show in cable news, averaging 3.2 million viewers. Tucker Carlson Tonight, Rachel Maddow Show, Ingram Engel, and The Five rounded out the top five. While the most watched show on struggling CNN was Cuomo Primetime, which finished number 25. Very interesting to see people's viewing habits. Fox News kicking ass and taking names. All right, I talked earlier in the show about what a liar Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. Everything she says is a lie about the Border Patrol. But I never got a chance to mention, because I ran out of space in my column, right? That, you know, the Liar of the Year award goes to AOC, but number two, very close second place, goes to the mayor and police commissioner of Portland, Oregon, Mayor Wheeler, Ted Wheeler. And he said... that he didn't order the police to stand down, and now it's coming out he absolutely ordered the police to stand down in the case where the Quillette gay Asian journalist Andy Ngo was beaten and robbed by Antifa attackers. And Mayor Ted Wheeler did, in fact, call on the police to stand down. And Ted Cruz is trying to get a federal investigation going, and all of us need to make our displeasure felt with that mayor of Portland. Absolute scum, absolute terrible person, allows violence in his town, thinks it's okay to hurt, beat, or even kill a Republican or a conservative or a Trumper. Disgusting. Portland, Oregon wins the award for the worst city in America, the most vile city in America. And the mayor, Ted Wheeler, the most vile mayor in America, we'll dig into when we get back. There's a lot of candidates for the most villainous liberal scum in the United States of America. AOC, Nike, Beto O'Rourke campaigning in Mexico, and the mayor of Portland are all right up there. We'll be right back. War Now. RootForAmerica.com. That's the website with all my opinions. Root for America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil,
Franklin Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. In a second, I'm going to get to this new AOC story, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She just dominates the news. Maybe that's what she wants. She's the Democrat version of Donald Trump. Donald Trump drives Democrats into fits of insanity, and this AOC with her idiocy drives Republicans like me into fits of insanity, because she is without a doubt the dumbest person in the history of the United States House. She is so dumb, she's beyond dangerous. She's like Fidel Castro on steroids. She's so stupid. The things she believes in are 50 times stupider than Fidel Castro. When did he come to power? Like in 1958, when no one knew how bad communism was, right? Everybody knows now. Everyone knows in the whole world what happened to Venezuela and Cuba and the Soviet Union and East Germany and the horrible things that happened to people. They were tortured. They were murdered. 100 million people in the 20th century. Everybody starving in Cuba and Venezuela. And anybody who would walk into America and say, I want that, it is far worse than Fidel Castro. Nobody knew that it was going to be that bad then. So it's a different story here, right? Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'll get back to AOC in a second. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is called Christian Health Sharing, and I've been doing it for 3 years. Never thought Wayne Root would do it. Was always nervous about it. And it works. It's great. It's fantastic. It's been a dream come true. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and your hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. So do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I've saved a ton of money, and I mean a ton of money. $54,000 over 3 years. $54,000 over 3 years. Do you want to save $54,000? If you do,
then it's time to call Liberty Health Share. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237. You could do it today, even on July 2nd, even with the holiday upon us. At any time, 24 hours a day, you can do it. Because it's not traditional health insurance, and they're always there for you. Or go to LightYourLiberty.com. 855-58-LIBERTY. LightYourLiberty.com. When I got kidney stones, guess what? They saved my ass. But it wasn't my ass. It was the other side. Thank you, Liberty Health Share. You guys are great. So it's just hard to believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez never learns her lesson. But freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez repeated her claim that the U.S. is holding migrants in concentration camps. Is that amazing? Again, today, Tuesday afternoon, today, she tweeted out, U.S. is holding migrants in concentration camps. She sent the tweet a day after she blasted Border Patrol agents for the conditions and facilities and that they supposedly mocked her during a congressional tour. These are concentration camps, she wrote in her tweet Tuesday afternoon, which included images of overcrowded facilities. According to concentration camp experts, people begin to die due to overcrowding, neglect, shortage of resources. We saw all three of those signs in our trip yesterday. Another person died yesterday, and those are the deaths we know about. Earlier on Tuesday, the Congresswoman's staff responded to a report in the Washington Examiner that she screamed at a Border Patrol agent in a threatening manner during her tour of facilities along the border. She said they were mocking her, but meanwhile, all the people who were there said she's the big one. She's the bad one. It's crazy. She's the one that was vicious. It's amazing. She was snarling at the Border Patrol. Of course she was snarling at the Border Patrol agents. Of course she was. Who doesn't believe that? And then I also told you that the DOJ says the census is now going to be printed without the citizenship question. Even as a poll shows a supermajority of Americans support the question, and I assume they're talking about the poll. Let's see, here's the poll, let's see. The Hill reported Tuesday afternoon, the Harvard Caps Harris poll set to be released later this week. 67% of voters said the census should be able to ask whether a person living in the U.S. is a citizen, going against the recent Supreme Court decision on the matter. The poll also found the inclusion of the question was supported among members of both parties, 88% of Republicans and 52% of Democrats, 63% of independents. The public agrees with Trump. It makes sense to ask citizenship in the census, but they're going to go ahead and print it without it anyway. You know why? We don't matter anymore. We do not matter. We do not matter. The American people do not matter. You know what a joke that is? And, you know, just to give you some taste of why it matters, the Center for Immigration Studies says there's a surge of 35,000 African migrants moving through Panama en route to the United States. 35,000 African migrants. You know what I say to them? Go away. Migrate to Mexico. Migrate to Guatemala. We don't want you. Has nothing to do with the color of your skin. We don't want you. You have no right to be here. You're not legal. If you let them in, then there's going to be 50 billion more to come. Are you kidding me? The whole Africa wants to come here. Everybody in the world, the whole China wants to come here. The whole Russia wants to come here. I don't want them. There isn't enough resources for y'all. You're going to kill us all. There's not enough money to go around for all of you. There aren't enough jobs for all of you. You all want welfare. There's not enough money in the world to pay for it. And the Mexican feds capture a Gulf cartel lieutenant near Mexico City. So if you weren't worried up until now about the border, it's time to start worrying. Coming back on Newsmax TV right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey.